meal. The number of people around the world who have contracted the coronavirus has surged beyond 500,000. And as a result, the human and economic toll of the lockdowns against the coronavirus mounted Thursday night. As India struggled to feed the multitudes, Italy shut down most of its industry, and a record-shattering 3.3 million Americans applied for unemployment benefits in a single week. The U.S. surpassed official Chinese government numbers to become the country with the most reported infections, as the number of cases worldwide topped a half million and deaths climbed past 24,000. The damage to people's livelihoods and their well-being from the effort to flatten the rising curve started to come into focus. In India, where the country's 1.3 billion people were under orders to stay home, legions of poor were suddenly thrown out of work and many families were left struggling for something to eat. U.S. officials have utilized different means for the same end in the attempt to stop the spread of the virus. In New York City, they've started dismantling basketball hoops to prevent people from gathering in parks and playing. In Lakewood, New Jersey, police broke up a wedding being held in violation of a ban on large gatherings. In Austin, Texas, officers are encouraging people to call a hotline to snitch on violators of the city's orders for people to stay home. Police departments are taking a lead role in enforcing social distancing guidelines that health officials say are critical to containing COVID-19. There is mounting concern that more healthcare workers are becoming more vulnerable to catching the virus because of several factors. One nurse died from coronavirus after working nonstop for weeks at a hospital where staffers, frustrated with dwindling supplies, posed in gowns made of trash bags, and an emergency room doctor fears he had the virus long before getting sick at work. This is VOA News. China reported more than 50 imported cases of the coronavirus on Friday. This is hours after announcing a ban on foreigners entering the country. In recent weeks, China's tally of infections has dwindled dramatically, with only a handful of domestic patients each day. But just as a country appears to bring the outbreak under control, nations around the globe have been battling to control soaring numbers of infections in new hotspots. There were another 55 new infections in China Friday, according to the National Health Commission. The number of people applying for unemployment benefits last week in the United States smashed a decades-old record as the coronavirus pandemic continues hammering the economy. Venezuelan Foreign Minister Jorge Ariza on Thursday responded to U.S. sanctions against the country, saying the action against President Nicolas Maduro showed the Trump administration's desperation as well as its obsession with the South American country aimed at benefiting Mr. Trump's 2020 reelection campaign. The U.S. government Thursday indicted Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro and more than a dozen other top Venezuelan officials on charges of narco-terrorism, the latest escalation of the Trump administration's pressure campaign aimed at ousting the socialist leader. The State Department offered a reward of up to $15 million for information leading to the arrest and conviction of Maduro, whose country has been convulsed by years of deep economic crisis and political upheaval. The Mexican border state of Chihuahua says that it will set up a shelter to house deported migrants for a two-week quarantine. The state says the shelter will house migrants returned to the border city of Juarez across the border from El Paso, Texas. The state said Thursday that an average of 65 migrants are deported through the city each day for a total of about 5,200 so far this year. The quarantine move is part of a series of measures announced Thursday to prevent the spread of coronavirus. Mexico has far fewer confirmed cases than the United States, although testing is far less frequent in Mexico. The FBI has arrested a Southern California man who officials say falsely claimed to have developed a cure for the coronavirus. He also solicited investments in a company he said would market the medication. The U.S. Justice Department says in a statement that Keith Lawrence Middlebrook took his 2.4 million Instagram followers and had them follow his company in return of hundreds of millions of dollars in profit. The statement also says that Middlebrook claimed he had developed pills to prevent COVID-19 infections and a drug, a cure, for those suffering from the virus. There are no known vaccinations or cures for the virus. It wasn't known if he has an attorney that would comment. By remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News. Ooh, yeah, mama, mama.
again, Africa. Welcome back to your super show, The African Beat on The Voice of America. From our studio here in Washington, D.C., I am David Van. Hot, rocking, and beautiful sounds from the great continent will come knocking on your doors again today. So relax and let's take a trip around Africa on disc. Later on the show, Mohammed King Milan Bangura from Sierra Leone will be talking to a group of young artists with disability. But I tell you, these ladies are so wonderful, and they are called the Great Walpolians. So King Milan of Sierra Leone will be talking to them later on. But right now, let's start off the ball rolling with Wire Wire, the sound of Baby Cool from Uganda. And right after that, Kitoko Beautiful by Avril of Kenya, featuring El Rice of the Democratic Republic of Congo. And Chelete Good Life by Davido of Nigeria, featuring Mafiki Zulu of South Africa. But Wire Wire is our first track today by Baby Cool of Uganda.
Road, bad girl, you are nice. Unta demu kasunda bas, holy wa be holy wa laisi. Kule tere kuchi kuba passage. Hey, holy ku original, toli mucho kule njoba over China. Kasu sukali ku original, ba ulonta mula. Wakala nyohera undi mumusai, wantambo zalu jigere kukagali. Zani, zani, you bright and my day. Uliro tambula, chamula mukwano inside. When you come my way, uliro sembera, uliro uliro inside. Yeah, it's okay. Baby, why are you? Nzagala kumanya manya. It's okay. Baby, why are you? Nzagala kumanya manya. Ojo, don't nyanse uku kwagalenyo, kuboku changa changa na kokuzala.
Vangura. And if you're not listening to African Beat, what are you doing? Listen to the latest African music and dance to the best African beat from across the continent. Tune into African Beat with David Vandy at 9:05 and 20:05 Universal Time, Mondays through Fridays on VOA.
Chelete, Good Life, Davido of Nigeria featuring Mafiki Zolo of South Africa, and right before that was Kitoko Beautiful by Avril of Kenya featuring El Rice of the Democratic Republic of Congo, and Waya Waya by Bebe Cool of Uganda. This is the African Beat on the Voice of America, and I am David Vander here in Washington. Later on today, King Milan Bangura in Sierra Leone will be talking to a group of youngsters, and they are people with physical disabilities, but I tell you, that is not debarring them from doing what they're supposed to do in life. And so we'll be talking to the Great Walpolians later on. I'm David Vandy, and I'll be right back on the show.
African Beats.
Africa.
Voice
of America.
Welcome back. The African Beat on the Voice of America. Take a trip now with K-Man, popularly known as Bingo Man of Sierra Leone, in Confession. And right after that, singles by Yo Maps of Zambia and Soleil by Jekoria Fanta featuring Levy Bobo of the Republic of Guinea. But Confession right now by Bingo Man of Sierra Leone.
David.
kuita kuchita na struggle but himalimba monga chenila mono I say 1 2 pamani using a tabe 3 4 ni mangala chizende akafuna kuenda baby 1 2 pamani using a tabe 3 4 ni mangala chizende akafuna kulonga ni nani yoyo dada kungala singu ile singu acha ila kungala chizingu
by Jekoria Fanta featuring Levy Bobo of the Republic of Guinea. And before that, singles by Yo Maps of Zambia and Confession by Bingo Man of Sierra Leone. The African Beat on the Voice of America. Don't go away. When I come back, King Milan of Sierra Leone will talk to the great Walpolians and we will enjoy their music.
Hey, hi, this is Nilante, K-N-I-I-L-A-N-T-E, a.k.a. singer the one from Ghana, West Africa. Keep listening to the African Beat with host David Vandy.
You are listening to your most favorite show on your airwaves, The African Beat from the Voice of America, broadcasting from Washington, D.C. Remember, we come to you Mondays through Fridays at 0905 and 2005 Universal Time, and on Saturdays and Sundays at 0905 from South Sudan. All right, and now, the Great Walpolians are the group that we'll be talking about with King Milan from Sierra Leone. But let me just give you a little background. The Great Walpolians is a musical band established by the OFP, comprising of 15 youngsters with different abilities, celebrating love, peace, and hope. These powerful and radiant artists are passionate about singing, dancing, and acting. They've got everything. This group is comprised of a visually impaired playing the piano, physically challenged and able-bodied person singing while the hearing impaired is dancing and singing at the same time. So you see, we have all of these people put together, and they say our disability cannot stop us from becoming who we want to become in life. So they are coming together as the Great Walpolians, and their group was founded in 2008 at Walpole Street in Sierra Leone. So we'll now go over to King Milan in Sierra Leone as we bring you this great interview and some good music from these lovely people. I'll be right back after this.
It would feel to be free.
I am Nassel Josephine Johnson.
You born blind?
Yes, I was born blind.
My name is Salima Tulaga, a.k.a. Lady S. And I'm the leader for the Great Walpolian, a brand ambassador for One Family People, and also a youth champion supported by the UNFPA. I've been doing life skill training and also again doing community engagement, meeting with stakeholders and the parents, also again, you know, trying to train these girls for them to be who they want to be in future. You know, many people out there do not know what they want to be or who they are, but you know, through the support of One Family People, they motivated me, they give me the skill, give me the knowledge, then they open a platform for me where I can be able to mentor other people also again. And this which I've been doing with both able and non-disabled children in the community.
Presently, I am with the Great Walpolians band. I'm doing music and also a field facilitator for One Family People, where I do my weekly life skill training sessions with adolescent boys and girls, disabled and non-disabled, to build their confidence, for them to be self-disciplined, and for them to be free in decision-making. And I'm also a Young African Leaders Initiative Fellow, which is known as the YALI. I've just come back. I went through a 5-week training in Ghana.
But as a disabled person, as and somebody that has gone through all what you're saying, I'm made to understand you went to the government model secondary school. mixing up with people that are able as well. What was the challenge so far that you went through?
Well, in the initial stage, this challenge was breaking down this barrier, because as we all know, in the early stage, the mindset of people, we are different. You know, people, we are seeing persons with disability as they are not important in society. So breaking the barrier was a big challenge. But as time goes on, it all ended, because I tell them that, I try to show them that despite my condition or situation, I can still make it, and I can do it more than what the able people can do.
Beautiful. I think I'll come again to you, but let me come again over to my dear sister. How did you come about meeting these One Family people?
Yeah, I came about meeting this One Family people. First of all, I've been hearing them, what they're doing, because when I was small, I was into music. The Milton Magai School for the Blind, the former headmaster, the great Mr. Sam Campbell.
He's late now.
Yes. He discovered the talent in me that I would be a great singer one day. He told me that. And so we've been meeting in programs, and I found what they're doing very interesting and also inspiring. So I said, I need to join them, because together there would be a one voice, and the voice, not only a one voice, a very strong voice that would send a positive message for persons with disability to be part of society.
I think it's right time for me to come over to the leader right now in terms of talking about campaign songs, you know, advocacy song anyway. But now you've got two songs that you definitely want to showcase right now. Let's talk a little bit about this one right now. This song called Leave No One Behind. What is this all about?
Well, the Leave No One Behind is a call for us to come together as one. Coming together as one to make development. You know, everybody is important in society. That's why we come up with the song, We Leave No One Behind.
So what's your take so far on this song?
Over the years, persons with disability has been left out in all aspects, I would say, like education, participation, employment, and all walks of life. So we did this song to remind our leaders, for them to take the responsibility that all disabled should not be left behind in the decision-making process, in all aspects of development.
Leave no one behind.
But let me come over now to Adi. You're one of the brain behind this wonderful group, and you've been fighting hard, doing all the things that you've been doing right now, and they are now showcasing themselves in a different way. What brought this passion?
My passion came about right from my childhood, and I started like with my other girls, my age mate. We started thinking alike, and we came together. We started because we had passion for music. We love music. It is part of us. And when I was growing up, I used to see my father training people, music, drama, to sensitize, to educate people. I came to visit. I moved around the city, and I saw so many persons with disabilities begging around, moving around, but I was interested in the girls and the children. I was trying to talk to them, trying to find out what are they doing in the street, what brought them there, whether they have a family, and whether they have a dream, how are they going to, you know, follow that dream and all those things. I was having these concerns, and I discovered that these children were protected by persons with disabilities who are living in the street. And we visited, because I also have my boss. We went to Wapo Street, where there were over 150 persons with disabilities and families,
okay,
living in a dilapidated building. We discovered that there are many organizations, big and small organizations, that are really working on the right of the child, like supporting children's programs. There were many programs on children, you know, a lot of attention on children, women and girls, but there was little on disability. Then with my team, we started reflecting. Are we going to paint a house that has been painted?
Wow. Okay.
Are we going to continue? So what do we do? And then we said, okay, let's work on disability. Let's give it a try. But we have no knowledge also how to work with these people. And most time people say, oh, they are violent, they are troublemakers, don't go near, they will harm you. You know, so people were intimidating us not to go close, but we went. We challenged that. We said, okay, we want to experience. That is your own experience. Don't use your experience to limit us or to stop us. So we came close, and then we started like coming and going, and along the line we stayed.
But tell me a little bit about the setting up of this Walpolean group.
Yeah, when we decided to live with them in Wapo Street, like Lady S said, first we tried to do talent identification. What can you do? What do you have? And then before the talent identification, we tried to be a mirror for them, letting them see how society perceives them, what society think of them. And then also give them the chance to reflect and try to change their ways and organize them, set up their executives, you know, put law and order inside the house, showing different talent like singing, acting comedy, you know, acting drama, dance, making animal sounds, and different skills. It's more than 10 years. It's more than 10 years. But then during this talent identification, so we discovered that majority of them were singing. And then we agree, okay, let's start with the music.
I meant to understand, I love MC Light so much. And not only that, you did this, you also partake in this song, Leave No One Behind, where Ackman was featured, and you also did a rap there. Could you please give me an a cappella on that?
Leave no one behind is a code of honor in warfare. As a soldier, do not leave no one behind in poverty terrain. We ain't gonna give up, just to let you know this.
Cause we break all barriers and change negative mindsets for disabilities. Self-to-self compassion is what I'm wishing for. Social welfare, what are you waiting for? Now is the time to fulfill the promise. 2030 sustainable development goals. The whole world is preaching to make a big change, to include all people with disabilities.
I want to give special thanks to the Freetown City Council, who believed in this group when we were living in the streets. They were supporting and giving the group a platform where they practice their talent in terms of singing. And I also want to give special thanks to the Special Court for Sierra Leone, who also gave the group the platform and then spotlighted them in all their activities. And then Handicap International as well. These were in early stage. They were there supporting the group under Sandra Amon. And I also want to thank the International Child Development Initiative, ICDI, and the Dutch government, the Ministry of Foreign Affairs. And also, I want to also thank the Lilian Foundation in the Netherlands, who is One Family People strategic partner in Sierra Leone. And they have been supporting us. Through their support, we are able to send over 400 children with disability to school, provide them medical and livelihood support for their families.
And also, I want to give thanks to Link Africa for supporting the campaign. After Misio Foundation, UNDP Guinea, our mother Ministry of Social Welfare, and for real, UNDP Sierra Leone. And also our celebrities, Esther Michael, Ackman, for joining us in this song, Leave No One Behind.
Leave no one behind.
We leave no one behind.
Great one for them.
Madam Adebi, most of the songs that you've done so far are cover copy songs, you know, and we want to know why are you using most of the songs being done way back, you know, what the reason?
We are activists, and we love music, and what we also learn over the years is that music is part of every human being. People love it when people listen. And these songs that we have used, we remix, these are songs that inspired us. And the singers, like Rihanna. Rihanna is a role model to so many girls all over the world, and more especially in Africa, you know. And she's also an activist, and she's advocating for children to have access to education. I think using their music, we are not using it for commercial purposes. We are using it for change, for development, for inclusion, for acceptance. That's what we are using these songs for. We are not using it to make money. We are not doing music to make money. We are doing music to change people, to let people see the reality and to see the potentials in them and see potential around them and transform their country, transform their life and the life of people around them. So we just use it, and I hope they will be happy and proud, and I hope that they will join us in this campaign, in this journey for inclusion.
It is nice so much, and I want to say thank you so much, Madam Adi, and of course thanks to Eddie Emmanuel as well, and of course my great brother Mr. Bangura, who they are representing other 24 that are members of this great Walpoleans. But now we're talking to the leader, who is Salima to Lagan, of course to Nazel as well. I'm gonna give now the a cappella on this song, because we're gonna close with a song called Sierra Leoneans, Let's Come Back.
Sierra Leoneans, come back. Sweet country with a beautiful cultural heritage. You and I go make Mama Salon go before.
Sweet country with a beautiful cultural heritage. You and I go make Mama Salon go before. We are moving forward with a vision of prosperity. Where we walk path together, Mama Salon.
Well, thank you so much, Great King Milan of Sierra Leone and the Great Walpolians, for that beautiful interview and some good music. Well, we hope to be getting back in touch with you guys, okay? Welcome to the African Beat if you're just joining me on The Voice of America. Don't go away. I am David Vandy, and I'll be right back.
My name is Dena Dennis of Stary Goals. All the way from South Sudan, I always listen to the African Beat. David Vedder on The Voice of America.
And it's good to be back. Thank you so much for being with us on the African Beat today. Yope in the Remix is our next track that we're going to play. And it's done for us by Inas of the Democratic Republic of Congo and Diamond Platinums of Tanzania. And we will climax today with Bless Somebody by Sierra Leone's Rebecca Arthur Wright, one of the key pioneers of the One Nation Gospel Concert that will be taking place in Sierra Leone on the 7th and 8th of March, organized by the Office of the First Lady of the Republic of Sierra Leone, on the 7th at the Bintumani Conference Center and on the 8th at the National Stadium. This is going to be huge, but we will play this song by Rebecca Arthur Wright, popularly known as Rebecca Jesus Conquer. But let's go first to Yope in the Remix by Inas of the Democratic Republic of Congo and Diamond Platinums of Tanzania.
Otimbi na timbelio.
Juju
I love the African beat on The Voice of America. It's hot and it's good to go.
Somebody, yes, the sound of Rebecca Arthur Wright, Sierra Leone's international gospel recording artist, all gearing up for the One Nation concert in Sierra Leone on the 7th and the 8th of March. And before that, Yope in the remix by Inus of the Democratic Republic of Congo, featuring Diamond Platinums of Tanzania. Well, with all of this today, I want to thank you for accepting us in your homes, in your cars, on the streets, wherever you are, listening to the African beat on The Voice of America. And a big thank you to King Milan and the Great Walpolians for joining us on the show today. Beautiful interview, by the way, and it's great. We'll be getting back with you guys, okay? Until then, I'm David Vandy here in Washington, bidding you so long.
Somebody here today.
VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil.